This iron cylinder looks down upon his 92 meters, the River Tibet, and what once was the industrial street in Rome, Ostiense. The Rome's gasometer is nowadays unused. As a matter of fact, there are three gasometers. The two smaller ones were built in 1910. The third one, and the biggest out of these three, was built in 1937. Until the 60s, these structures were used to accumulate the so-called city gas, a gas mixture with carbon, hydrogen, monoxide, with the presence of a variable percentage of methane and carbon dioxide. Such gases were any more useful for both domestic use and cities' public lighting. With the diffusion of methane, the usage of city gas gradually died out and the gasometers weren't as useful anymore. The citizens of Rome had the chance to admire the gasometer in 2006 during the Notte Bianca, a cultural event organized by the administration of the city. On that occasion, it was transformed in a luxometer. The construction became a great luminous work, capable to give off a light with more than 10 kilometers of light fiber made of more than 1 million red light bulbs and beyond, and their place throughout his whole metallic body.